So, you say you want to be successful. Do you know what that looks like? Do you know how hard it is? Well, there's no such thing as part-time success. If you really want it, I'm going to tell you exactly what you have to do to receive it.
I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now.
I love it how people say, you know, they want to be successful, and you ask them, well, what does that mean? Oh, I want to have, you know, I want to be financially free. Well, what does that mean? Well, I want to have to not have to work. I want to be able to have enough income. I want to be able to have enough money coming in that I can decide whether I want to wake up and go to work that day or not go to work. I think most people have that as a definition of success. So, yay, right? So if that's what you want, then do you know what it takes to get it? And I'm here to tell you, it's not easy. No way. Obviously, if it were easy, everybody would be doing it. Isn't that what they say? So yes, clearly not everybody's doing it. I think the poverty rate is higher than ever. The rich are getting richer. The poor are getting poorer. The middle class is kind of getting squeezed out. You know, we have inflation going on right now. You know, the world is rapidly changing. You know, technology is taking us to, you know, all new places. And with that said, there's a lot of new skills that are necessary in order to survive, let alone thrive, in the, you know, 21st century moving forward. And one thing I can for sure tell you is that to be successful means you have to be all in. Not part-time, not Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. That you have to be willing to go the extra mile to do all the things that other people are unwilling to do, or have the commitment, the desire, the perseverance, the persistency, the determination, the motivation, the inspiration, all of those things. And you have to have them not once a week, not twice a month. You have to have them daily, right? That's the difference between good and great. It's easy to be good because that doesn't mean that you're committed enough. You're not being all in to be great. Most people have the capacity to be pretty good. But do they have the consistency? Do they have the tenacity to want to continue to do that every day? I don't know. Because if they did, they probably wouldn't be in their situation that they're in. And so I'm here to help create awareness, discovery around those kind of life lessons of what it really, really takes. Just so you know, if you decide, hey, listen, I don't want to be great. I'm happy being good. More power to you. That's fine. But you should at least know, what does it take? Because one day you might wake up and you're like, this goods thing is just not cutting it anymore. Right? I do want more. I do, you know, want to not work as hard. I do want to spend time with my kids and my family. I do want to go on vacations and be able to not have to worry about the paychecks coming in, worry about the bills being paid. So it all goes hand in hand. So just be careful what you're signing up for, because most of the time, good is not good enough. You may have brainwashed yourself into thinking, no, I'm content. There's a lot of people that are unemployed. I should be happy I have a job, even though I don't love my job, even though I'm punching in and punching out. All these different things, right? And I get it. I talk about this a lot. You may have to do that temporarily for a short time in order for you to, you know, find your passion, figure out your purpose, and then be able to commit and do all those wonderful things. But that even still doesn't happen overnight. So every day you have to be going the extra mile. You can't just be doing what's enough. You can't just be giving it. And when I talk about this, I'm talking about your willingness, right? You can't just be half-assed. Because at the end of the day, half-assed effort and actions are going to turn into half-assed results. And then that is mediocre at best. Might not even be good, right? So what are you bringing to the table every day? When you step on the field, what are you putting out there every day? Are you all in every day? Are you committed every day? Right? You have healthy habits every day, because that is the laws of compounding growth. Is the same thing. You start to build momentum. That's when you have exponential results, is when you're compounding either your efforts, your actions, and your bank account, right? The laws of compounding interest is spectacular. When you start making money on the money that you already made that you didn't have to, you know, earn, that's when the magic happens. It's like, wow, the whole world opens up. And then that is when your money starts coming in faster than you know what to do with it. Right? It really becomes like that. And again, that's not going to happen if you don't get out of your day-to-day half-assed. You want to be successful, and you're not willing to do what it takes to get you there. So, how are we going to help you get there? Well, start by making a list, right? I love my list, right? What are some of the things you're doing that you shouldn't be doing anymore? What are these things that are not serving you? And I can tell you in the top three, you know, you should be evaluating, where are you spending your time? What are your distractions in life, right? I'm pretty sure it's probably going to be social media. It might be some kind of gaming. It might be watching too much television. Like, these are all dream killers. They're dream killers. Nothing good comes out of watching other people living the best life, you know, ever, which is probably not true, but you're looking at it and you feel even worse about where you are, because now you have fear of missing out, or, you know, I forgot what the new one was of, you know, what, you know, what's, you know, comparing your insides to other people's outsides. And it's not even true, right? That's all just smoke and mirrors. So don't let that affect you, because that's not going to give you any positiveness. Like, oh yeah, I'm going to go online and look. So-and-so got a new car. So-and-so bought a new house. So-and-so went on a vacation. I wish I could go on vacation. I wish I could buy a new car. That's not going to help you. It's going to make you feel like more defeated. It's going to make you feel like, oh shit, I'm really behind now, because I thought I was on a roll. I thought I was doing something good, and now these guys are killing it and they're doing way better than me. So eliminate that immediately. Stop it, stop it, stop it. And then you have to look at, what is your other times? Before you go to work, when you get home from work, even while you're at work, right? Where are you focusing your attention? It should be on something. I love reading in the morning. That's actually what I keep forgetting to do. I need to have a lesson on what happens in the morning. But anyway, my reading happens in the morning, and I don't do it every day. I wish I did. Sometimes I don't. And when I do, it sets the tone for the day, that I feel empowered, I feel driven, I feel like I can accomplish anything, and success is around the corner, right? When you start the day with something positive, maybe you like to go work out. You know, for me, it's all about reading, because it puts my state of mind in a place where I can just like go, you know? If I do work out, it's in the early evening, when I have my most power, my most, you know, strength. And so that's when I do that. So it's different for everybody, but you know you. And you cater your schedule to you being in your strength zone throughout the day, depending on what that looks like. So maybe it's affirmations, maybe it's somebody you talk to, or maybe a coach, maybe something. But something in the morning to get you going will set the tone for the entire day. And I promise you, will be a big indicator of how successful your day is going to be based upon how you get started. All right, so that's that. Positive habits. Look and see. Maybe it's a podcast. Maybe it's some other ways that you can put together some things that you know you should be doing and how to create that habit. Okay, that's spectacular. So focus on that. Eliminate those distractions. Your friends that you want to hang out with that are not on track to be successful, you need to break away from them. So I know it's hard to say. They're good people and you guys have so much fun together. But if you want to break through to the other side, at some point there needs to be some type of sacrifice. And it's usually in some form of relationship, either your friends, your family, your children, your spouse, whoever it is, someone's going to have to suffer because you need to invest extra, more on top of everything else to break through your ceiling of achievement, to break through new barriers, you know, a whole nother level, a new stage in your life, a new chapter in your life. And all of that is not possible without your extra commitment, you going all in and saying, I'm in it to win it, and nothing's going to stop me. And when you can do that, when you can make that promise to yourself, good things will happen. You will find the people that you need to be surrounding yourself with. Find the people who are at the level of success where you want to be and hang out with them. Talk to them and find out what are they doing. And then put that with your passion, put that with your priorities, and then your purpose comes to the surface. And now you get to be the best you can be, live the life you deserve, and then that success and freedom will be right there waiting for you. All right, get out there, have a fantastic day, and touch people's lives in a positive way.
If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments. So please share your comments below and please let us know what topic interests you the most.